Joining me in the studio now is our superintendent of schools at Sayuse Law Schools, and that's Andy Grzeszkowiak. And as we've had time, I'd like to let you come in, and we'll talk a little bit about the successes you've had with some of the students in the past couple of months. We didn't get to do December, so maybe we can do December, January. And tell us about some of the schools that made some successful or had some exemplary work this
This month, George, we've got our December and January Students of the Month and a couple other outstanding work fields. So I guess we'll start off with our elementary Students of the Month for December in the kindergarten group. We've got Adeline, Caleb, Bonnie, and Logan. In the first grade group, we had Alana, Tommy, Audrey, and Clementine. In the second grade group, Haley, Kingsley, Kai, and Allison. In the special services group, Brooklyn, Waylon, and Abigail. Third grade group, Charles, Alex, Jace, and Maddox. In our fourth grade group for December, Peyton, Maximus, Ava, and Chanel. And in the fifth grade group, Connor, Wyatt, Kevin, and Jackson.
Oh, and that was December?
And that is our December group at the elementary school. So December Students of the Month at the middle school in the sixth grade core group, language arts, Ryan, mathematics, Isabel for science, Joby, and social studies, Cam. Seventh grade math, Jonah, social studies, Owen, language arts, Maley, and science, Jory. Eighth grade science, December is Gabby, math, Emma, language arts, Tara, and social studies, Gabriel. I can't read and I can't pronounce some days. And our electives in the library area, Arlo, Art, Camilla, Spanish, Teddy, and in band, Noah. And that is our middle school December Students of the Month. And at the high school, a little bigger group. So our Students of the Month in the career tech group, Savannah, James, Chance, and Benjamin. General electives group, Abby, Nick, and Jacob. Language arts, Joel, Jacob, Miles, Claire, Haley, and Rihanna. Mathematics, Cameron, Callista, Kylie, Kai, and Jonathan. Social studies, Sawyer, Abby, Maya, and Addison. Health and phys ed, Kendon and Owen. December in the science group, Isaiah, Starla, Mason, John, and Mercedes. And student support, Max, Kyler, Mika, Ariana, and Ashley. And support staff nominated, Storm and Clarissa, Tyler, Jacob, and Jason. And we have all of these posted up on the website for the district and each individual building.
Cool. That was December.
And that's our December group. Now, before we get into the January group, you've seen it posted up around town. March 17th at the high school, we'll be having a job fair for our high school students. Two focus here, or foci, as we would properly say. I don't want my geometry teachers getting mad at me. Again, job fair for the high school students. We want to make sure that we cover two things. Again, that application process, interview process. We've got a lot of businesses coming in to help kind of test the kids on that, as well as help some of our local business fill seasonal and part-time jobs. And so we'll get a complete rundown of who's involved a little bit later, but we're still building the roster of businesses that are coming in.
And that's on St. Patty's Day.
That is on St. Patty's Day. They'll be up at the high school, and anybody that's interested can contact the district office and talk to Pam Hickson.
And that's a midday, right?
Midday.
Like 11 to 2?
That'll be 11 to 2, okay. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then a couple other big notes. Our business career tech students from the high school went to the Lane Connect Marketing Jam. It's a marketing jam is a, in essence, is a student competition performance showcase. They're given a task Friday afternoon. By Sunday, they will have developed a task for a local nonprofit. By the end of that, what they'll have done with, you know, consultation with other business professionals is basically created a marketing plan and proposal to kind of rebrand a business, bring their services out to the community. First year of the competition and the first year our business students have gone, and we're best in show.
Well, very good. Yep. Very nice.
And then our elementary and middle school students participated in the Noetic Math competition. And Noetic Math is a true problem-solving math competition. Kids are given 20 math problems, all problem-solving, no calculators, time limit, pretty creative stuff to get done. And so our grade level winners coming out of the middle school, at the sixth grade, we have McKenna Jones and Avett Dykstra. And then in the top 50 in the nation, top 50%, we've got McKenna Jones, Drew Lowe, Melissa Combs, Abigail Hummel, Isaac Davidson, Asau, and Chase Lynn, and the seventh grade, Avett Dykstra. Now, all these students will again compete in April for the second time around.
Very cool.
Now, the elementary school winners, we've got James Alcorn, Landon Linton, and Wilder Tomorrow Holmes. And now for the top 50% in the nation rankings at the elementary school, third grade, James Alcorn, fourth grade, Landon Linton, Morris Friedman, Jeffrey Eicher, and then fifth grade, Wilder Tomorrow Holmes, Macy Moore, Milo Holbrook, and Jesse Rainwater. And again, all those students will be competing again in April.
Very cool. That's very nice. Okay. All right, now what about our latest students of the month?
All right, now that we're back on track and it's January, here we go. Elementary group, kindergarten, January students of the month, Boone, Emerson, Raven, and Mordecai. First grade, Mikey, Tanner, Danica, and Jackson. Second grade, Elizabeth, Fallon, Jane, and Cambry. Skills development group, Max, Will, and Luke. Third grade, Carter, Olivia, Malia, and Tristan. In the fourth grade group, Myla, Jack, Landon, and Maddie. And in the fifth grade group, Anfisa, Alex, Leah, and Haley H. Now, in the sixth grade group, all right, in our core group for six, we've got Lily, Aiden, Sunny, and Kira. In the seventh grade group, Jaden, Molly, Bentley, and Alex. In the eighth grade group, Chloe, Gabrielle, Oksana, and Ava. And then we've got Andy in Mrs. Reynolds' room. And then in the electives, we've got Cameron, Tristan, Swarley, Ivory, Ben, Sapphire, Coyle, Cameron, Jonah, Luca, and Eden. And bumping up to the high school for our January students of the month, Career Tech, Wesley Scott, electives, Aiden, Language Arts, Mika, Jackson, Ashlyn, Alexander, Dannon, and Sawyer, Mathematics, Jane, and Bryce, Social Studies, Daniel, Kylie, Rosa, and Danny, Health and Phys Ed, Emily, Science, Dannon, Student Support, Dalen, Matthias, Jacob, Brian, and Ty, and in Staff Support, Daniela, Lucien, and Ricardo. That's our high school students of the month for January. And again, all of these will be posted on the district website and individual building websites.
Now, you're a little younger than me, obviously, but you yearn for the days when it was David, Daniel, Donald, Mary, Helen, Kathy. I mean, the names have changed so much over time. Parents getting really creative.
Well, again, yeah, and I practice a bit, and sometimes there's ones that I know, and then there's a typo because, again, your autocorrect sometimes autocorrects
what's
incorrect.
Yeah, the incorrect way, yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine. Again, kids have lots of unique creative, and there's family names and a lot of history in them, yeah. And they're great to see the variety of names come
along.
It
is cool,
yeah.
It's just not as easy to pronounce sometimes.
No, again, I got a simple A-N-D-R-E-W, and it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, who can mess that up?
Oh, trust me.
Although, have you seen the commercials on TV with the guy on the mountaintop, and he's calling the people by the wrong pronunciations?
Oh, yes.
And they won't answer. And it's funny. Oh, I just...
Yeah, absolutely.
Any updates on the facilities? I mean, do you have the administration? How close are we, or are we there?
We'll probably be moving in beginning of March. We're waiting on, actually, I hate to say supply chain. We're office desks, some other furniture stuff.
So fencing up?
Fencing is not up. Okay. They've cut some of the posts, anchors, but that'll be up. And then they've got to get in the wind wall along the south passage where the kids will be coming out of the social studies area to go back into the math rooms. So that's coming up because they've got to get the siding on the backside. So in progress, we're getting there slowly but surely.
All right. Well, maybe by March.
We hope. Yeah. Yes, we hope. But again,
if not September.
No. It will be by spring break.
Okay, good.
It will be by spring break.
All right. Andy Grizz-Koyak, thank you for dropping.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Next up, we'll hear from Vanessa Buss, the Boys and Girls Club, about the upcoming Fraudville.